Radio Superfly im Gespräch.
Joel Saracula war vor kurzem in Österreich und hat bei seinen Konzerten begeistert. Jetzt ist er gerade in den Niederlanden und ich habe ihn für ein paar Fragen in Amsterdam angerufen. Hi Joel.
Hello Gerald, thanks for having me. Yeah.
Er ist am Ende einer längeren Tour durch Deutschland und eben Österreich angekommen und spielt jetzt noch für ein paar Gigs in den Niederlanden. Ich habe ihn gefragt, ob für ihn live zu spielen auch so eine Art Notwendigkeit ist oder anders gefragt, ob er nicht nur fürs Studio geboren ist.
It's performing live has always been part of what I've done, and I was performing live before I ever started recording in studio. So it's a more basic, earlier part of my identity is the gigs. I'd say, but every musician's like that as well. Like obviously everyone, I'd say the great majority of musicians. But at least in the past. The great majority of musicians played a gig before they ever stepped foot in a studio, you know. That's how it worked. Times have changed, obviously things are different now, and people go into studios less and people can buy studio equipment for their house. So yeah, it's definitely like a big part of my identity to perform with gigs, but as well, studio work's important as well, and I've released 9 albums. Yeah.
Auf seiner Tour spielt Joel Saracula mit verschiedenen Musikern. Grund dafür ist auch, die Produktionskosten klein zu halten. Ist es aber sogar spannend für ihn, immer neue Nuancen in seiner Musik zu hören, da Musikerinnen und Musiker ja auch unterschiedlich spielen?
Yeah, of course. All the people I collaborate with, the different people, everyone's got their different tastes and different vibes. So, yeah, the sound changes. My voice is still there and the songs are there and the keyboard sounds so it has like a unifying quality, and people are just they're reinterpreting the parts of the bass and the drums from the records, but of course I want everyone to put their own personal identity on it as well, so yeah, the arrangements do change a little bit with each band.
Und ich glaube auch, dass es eine schöne Experience ist, seine Songs immer in neuen Varianten zu hören.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, that's also really enjoyable. It's become a thing of mine, I guess, but it was out of necessity as well, because it's just obviously very expensive to take a whole band of people around on a bus all around Europe as well. That would just be impossible at my level, and especially if you're going to have a few days off. You know, I'm only playing 2 gigs this week in Amsterdam and The Hague. I can't really keep a whole 5-piece band in a hotel in Holland for a week just to do shows. It's too expensive. So it kind of started out of that, out of those reasons, out of necessity. But of course, over time, it's just enjoyable collaborating with different artists expressing myself in a different way with different lineups. It is really enjoyable.
In den letzten Jahren ist das Thema Yachtrock wieder am Tableau und viele Acts beziehen sich auf diese Zeit. Auch Joel Saracula wird gerne in diese Ecke gedrängt. Er selbst sieht das aber nicht so gerne. Er sieht sich nicht als Yachtrock-Musiker. Zu vielseitig sind seine Einflüsse.
Well, you know, I would never use that term to specify my music, and it's not really. In the end, it's not actually a genre. It's just a post label. That's a postmodern label that's been placed on a bunch of songs without their willingness, without their agreeing to it. I mean, if people want to put that term in there, they could. That's fine. But I hope that's not the only term you would use, because like a lot of what I do is also goes kind of far from like the Doobie Brothers or whatever. Or who else you might refer to as yacht rock, because I do go into disco and funk and I think there's like an edgier quality, at least to my lyrics, and a more like edgier, earthier, and yet more poetic kind of thing. Like yacht rock, like the term yacht rock kind of seems to revolve around kind of lyrical tropes of like. Of the sad guy after a breakup who feels sorry for himself. This is like quite a typical model of a song that's termed yacht rock, from like Bill LaBounty to Christopher Cross to Michael McDonald. They actually really deal with that theme a lot, and I really don't have many songs with that theme, actually.
Und am Ende sind seine Einflüsse einfach zu vielseitig. Joel Saracula ist nicht nur mit einem Stil aufgewachsen, er hat vieles gehört und auch vieles ausprobiert und nimmt von allen Bereichen auch immer das Beste. Auch Jazz ist dabei.
Yeah, I'll definitely, yeah, Jazz was a really an early influence of mine, and I always wanted to kind of play and write jazz from a young age. And yeah, I got into the 60s kind of when I was a teenager, and loved the Zombies, and I don't know, like a lot, I went through a lot of phases. Todd Rundgren is probably an artist I've loved a lot of what he's done, and just the kind of whole soul and funk era as well, from the late 60s, 70s, 80s, even 80s kind of funk. Yeah, there's a kind of, I guess I have a wide range, diverse range of influences.
Joel Saracula hat vor einigen Jahren ein neues Zuhause auf der Insel Gran Canaria gefunden. Der Grund dafür, oder eigentlich zwei Gründe, zum einen eine Konzerteinladung und zum anderen die Pandemie. Ich wollte wissen, ob Gran Canaria, die Tatsache auf einer Sonneninsel zu wohnen, zu leben, ihn auch in der Musik beeinflusst hat. Oder anders gefragt, würde die Musik von Joel Saracula jetzt vielleicht etwas anders klingen, wenn er in London geblieben wäre?
Yeah, that's interesting. I don't know, like, question. I mean, I don't know what the music could possibly have sounded like, but I think I've always had like a sunny aspect inside of me, and a romantic way of looking at, you know, tropical islands or so it felt like a natural move to me as well. I'm not sure if I would have, if I had just stayed in the UK, if I would have, if my outlook would have changed that much. In a way, like, you know, you could say the Canary Islands are a more appropriate kind of home for someone making music like I do, more than the UK and its sort of gritty constant class struggle and, you know, urban decay, tribalism in a different way, like class tribalism, and you know, 12 or more years of terrible rule by a conservative government. It's like you could say I fit better in the Canary Islands.
Und auf dem letzten Album Soft Focus ist dann auch noch ein Song King of Spain, aber er selbst fühlt sich natürlich nicht wie der König.
Oh yeah, no, I'm definitely not the king of Spain. It's a character study in a way. It's about another person. It's the character is like an archetype of a lot of Spanish promoters that I've met over the years. This loud, you know, like loud talking guy who promises you everything, but fails to deliver this. Typical big mouth, big talking promoter, but that's the king of Spain.
Ja, für uns ist er trotzdem ein bisschen der King of Spain. Joel Saracula, thank you for the talk.
Okay, cool. Well, thanks so much for all your support, for also helping to promote the show in Kamlad and everything.
We don't have to play your music, we want to play your music.
Well, that's awesome.
Okay, Joel.
Okay, man.
See you soon.
You take care.
Bye-bye.
See you soon.
Ciao,
okay,
ciao,
bye-bye. Ciao.